Hawaii, the place to be for the next week and a half if you're an environmental policymaker. Officials and scientists from more than 170 nations are meeting for a conference called Planet at the Crossroads. They've got plenty of bleak headlines out there to consider about the state of the planet's environment, but there are some bright spots, especially when it comes to protecting the oceans. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
When most Americans were asleep last night, President Obama was speaking to a small group of domestic and foreign scientists and dignitaries in Hawaii.
Well, welcome to Hawaii. Aloha.
The president talked about how rising temperatures and sea levels are threatening many Pacific Island nations. He spoke about the need to develop more clean energy and waste less energy overall. He also talked about conservation. Using the power given to presidents under the 1906 National Antiquities Act, Obama has now protected more than twice as much land and water as any president before him. His latest national monument is in the middle of the Pacific Ocean in waters near the Hawaiian Islands. Obama's quadrupling an area protected by President George W. Bush 10 years ago. It's called Papahanu Mokua Kea.
This is an area twice the size of Texas that's going to be protected and allows us to save and study the fragile ecosystem threatened by climate change.
The White House says the expanded marine sanctuary will protect swaths of black coral, as well as 7,000 marine species, including whales, sea turtles, and big-eye tuna, commonly called ahi. Jeff Waters with the group Ocean Conservancy says the new marine sanctuary is a huge deal, not just for what it accomplishes, but for the signal it sends to the rest of the world.
Because the United States has said, you know, we've not just spoken with words, we've spoken with action. And that elevates the conversation to a whole new level of seriousness that is crucial and that really makes me excited and hopeful for the future.
Environmentalists are also excited because there seems to be a bit of a spirited competition going on. Which nation can protect the largest swaths of ocean? Matt Rand, who directs the Global Ocean Legacy Project with the Pew Charitable Trusts, says expanding Papahanu Mokua Kea keeps the momentum going in a big way.
Before President Obama expanded it, it had fallen to the 10th largest marine reserve, which is actually great news. That means 10 other countries and 10 other marine reserves went and one-upped the original Papahanu Mokua Kea.
Now, once again, it's the largest marine sanctuary in the world.
Our hope is that President Obama's bold action now starts another race to protect the ocean.
But that's sure to be met with stiff resistance from the fishing industry. Paul Dalzell is a senior scientist with the Western Pacific Regional Fishery Management Council in Hawaii. He says they've set up their own protections to maintain healthy fish populations with things like catch limits. He says the new marine sanctuary is arbitrary and ignores the latest science.
These environmentalists, they're going to try and protect something, whether that protection is warranted or not. They're professional advocates, and it's their job to find something to protect.
Environmentalists argue that marine sanctuaries can actually help the fishing industry. Setting up marine protections strengthens ecosystems. This, in turn, promotes more productive fisheries outside of protected areas. Dalzell sees things another way. He says limiting the areas where they traditionally fish will allow foreign fishermen to take away some of their market share.
You know, how would you like to be told we're going to take away 10% of your income, but you're free to go and find other work that'll make that up?
Jeff Waters with Ocean Conservancy understands those concerns.
Yeah, of course, they would like as much, you know, freedom as possible as they go about doing their jobs. But the fishing industry isn't the only voice out there that needs to be listened to, and they're not the only consideration when it comes to these global environmental issues. There's a much, much bigger picture at play here.
Matt Rand with the Pew Charitable Trusts adds, even with all the new marine sanctuaries, the scales still tip heavily in favor of fishing interests.
We're still at a little less than 3% of the ocean fully protected, and scientists are calling for up to 30% of the ocean to be protected. So there's quite a ways to go.
That said, just 10 years ago, almost none of the world's oceans were fully protected. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.